turning to the UK now, where British Prime Minister is given what could be one of the most consequential speeches of his career in the face of a possible leadership challenge.
I know I have my doubters, and I know I need to prove them wrong, and I will. This is nothing less than a battle for the soul of our nation. We cannot win as a weaker version of Reform or the Greens. We can only win as a stronger version of Labour.
That's Sir Keir Starmer there, vowing not to walk away in the wake of devastating local election results at the weekend. In the latest development, four ministerial aides have stepped down and more than 60 Labour MPs are now publicly calling for Sir Keir's resignation. The calls have been led by Catherine West, an Australian-born backbencher in the UK, who's since backed down from her threat of triggering a leadership contest herself, but has again called on the Prime Minister to leave office by September. Well, let's talk now to Alita Adu, political correspondent for The Guardian. Alita, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Where are the numbers sitting right now for Keir Starmer?
Oh, gosh, I mean, the numbers have been slowly creeping up over the last few hours. We're now on approximately 70 to 71 MPs, including ministerial aides, either calling for Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, to, as you say, set out a timetable for his departure or to simply quit. I must say, on my way home from Westminster, it was looking incredibly dark and gloomy outside Number 10, and I think that's capturing the mood inside the Labour Parliamentary Party too. I mean, it was clear that the Prime Minister did his best to try and come out fighting with this speech that was seen as a last-ditch attempt to save his leadership in the morning within the UK. But I mean, since that speech, the party has quickly moved on from anxiety and being in this space of purgatory to open succession planning. I now understand that four cabinet ministers have told Keir Starmer this evening in London right now, that he needs to set out a timetable for his departure, which is a huge shift in the story. So we not only have backbenchers and ministerial aides saying enough is enough, but we are now having members of Keir Starmer's top team. This is the Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, Ed Miliband, the Energy Secretary, David Lammy, the Deputy Prime Minister, and John Healey, the Defence Secretary, all telling Keir Starmer tonight that it is time for him to set out a timetable. I understand that there is no suggestion of detail. They haven't told him exactly when he should think about going or how he should manage his exit. But, I mean, this is looking like a very dark day for the Labour Party, and so soon after they managed to win this historic victory of such a large majority. I must say, Keir Starmer's speech was better than many people thought it would be. I mean, he seemed energised, and it was almost like he was his Labour conference self. This was back in September when he was really, you know, outlining the party's targets, targeting the Green Party and Reform, but not necessarily going in on the Conservatives and taking responsibility for the party's severe losses at the local elections last week and insisting that he would prove his doubters wrong. And he is the type of person who is not going to go down without a fight. But the problem is there wasn't enough meat within this speech. I mean, there was sort of nice rhetoric and, again, energy, but again, he sort of repeated familiar material about closer EU cooperation and nationalising British Steel, all things that have already been announced, just not announced very well by the Number 10 machine, unfortunately.
Alita, who would be the potential contenders if Keir Starmer were to signal that he'll step down or he plans to step down in the next few months?
Yeah, so I mean, there are so many ways that the Prime Minister might be forced to quit or be forced into a leadership election. But I mean, if we are already in that scenario, as it stands, there is a cabinet meeting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. London time, where again all cabinet ministers will meet. I mean, Will Westreating, the Health Secretary, with the clearest machine behind him, apparently with the most support, apparently. Will he be able to look the Prime Minister in the eye when they're sitting on the cabinet table and say it's time to go, and then moments later publicly announce his own leadership challenge? Wes Streeting is, you know, very articulate on the morning rounds when it comes to articulating the government's vision and policies, but he is not the most popular with the Labour membership, and it is Labour members who will decide who will be the next Labour leader and, of course, the next Prime Minister. Then you have Andy Burnham, who is the Mayor of Manchester. He is emotionally the favourite for many members and unions, and even the British public at the moment. He's polling very well. He's outside of Westminster, even though he used to be a secretary under it within the Blair years. But, I mean, he has managed to remove himself from this sort of Westminster bubble type character, and he's now articulated himself to be Labour with a capital L. It's just the problem is he is not in Parliament. He doesn't actually have a parliamentary seat, so he would need an MP to step down for him to run in a race for that MP
seat. Is it likely that someone would make way for him, Alita?
Well, I mean, I understand that his allies have said repeatedly he has a plan. He has an MP that is prepared to step aside. But again, when I'm speaking to particular people whose names keep being mentioned, nobody is yet willing to say, yes, I am going to do this. I'm ready to quit my own job in exchange for Andy to get XYZ. And of course, there will be deals made. It's not that this said MP will just sort of quit without nothing. But again, if he cannot find a safe enough seat, and if we're looking at the results of the local elections last week, where around in Manchester, which is potentially where this said MP might potentially quit their seat, Reform did particularly well. And could it be the case that Andy Burnham, who is extremely popular with the Labour members and the public, may not win in this particular area? In terms of other potential runners, I mean, we could see Ed Miliband make a comeback, even though a number of people within the Labour Party feel as though the British public have already told him what they think of him, so it wouldn't be fair for him to run again. But he would be the soft left candidate. He is softer left, whereas Streeting is closer to the right within the Labour Party. And many people feel as though, well, if Wes were to trigger and to make his leadership challenge public tomorrow at some point, Ed would have to be the soft left candidate because Andy Burnham doesn't have time to come in.
Alita Adu, it'll be fascinating to see what happens in the next few days with this. We've been watching the numbers shift in the past few hours. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.